When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Now, I understand y'all have got some news for me. Andy, is this true that you're playing with my old friend Elvis Costello?
Yes, I'm playing with him on February 11th.
On February 11th?
The theater, yes.
Wow.
Let's go.
Have you ever played with, him before?
No, we're doing duo too, so I'm so excited.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Could you get me tickets?
Of course, anything.
Because I would love to see him.
Oh yeah.
That'd be fantastic. What songs are you guys doing? Can you tell us?
Well, yeah, we're doing River in Reverse, Allison, Mood Swings, Weird Nightmare, all the hits.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Give him my best. Say hello to Declan for me. Children, we can learn so much from them. For instance, one thing I've learned is that they don't know jack. That's why I do a segment on the show every so often where I ask actual kids to send me actual video questions. And then I answer those questions in order to give their parents a little break from the meow meow. Now, if you watched my kids' question segments in the past, you know we've had some trouble settling on a name. We've tried things like Steven Takes Your Kids and Steven's Re-Education Camp, but those had unintended connotations. Then we tried to get as far away from that as possible, and my team ended up going with Steven Doesn't Care About Your Kids. Also, not the best. So this time I was very clear. I said, I just want a title that is short and punchy. So I'm very pleased to say it's now time for
Stephen Colbert is short and punchy.
Okay, that's not. We'll talk about it later. Hi, kids. I'm Stephen. And yes, I'm very knowledgeable, but you can be too. All you need is a team of researchers paid for by the budget of a television network. And right now, my massive brain is at your disposal. So who has the first question for Steve?
Hello, Stephen. Why do hats go on your head?
Well, because when you put them on your butt, they're called pants. Next question.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Good question, Roman. My favorite dinosaur is Patrick. Patrick Dinosaur. Good guy. You'd like him. Next.
How does mommies make babies?
Okay, I am going to tell you the truth. They make them in their bellies. I don't understand why everyone is so squeamish about that. It's right there out in the open. You know that really round belly mommies have right before the baby comes? The baby's in there. That's what the bump is. As for how the baby gets in there, nobody knows. I think it's like a ship in a bottle situation. Who's next?
Hey, Steven. Why do kids grow into grown-ups?
Here's the thing, Jack. They actually don't. You just find other kids whose shoulders you stand on until you reach the height of a grown-up, then you all cover yourself with one long shirt. Right, guys?
Questions.
This is my turn, Brandon. You got to be on top when we snuck in to see Tar.
Oh, man.
Who's up?
Hi, Steven. My name is Justice. And I'm wondering how I can be a TV host just like you.
Well, Justice, the key to becoming a TV host is usually right in the person's name. My name, of course, is Stephen T. Colbert, and the T stands for The Late Show. And since your name is Justice, you should host a show called Justice's Court of Justice, starring Justice. Next question.
Steven, what did you look like when you were a baby?
Great question, Ollie. I don't remember what I looked like as a baby, but I know I was small, bald, and always hungry, so I imagine I looked a lot like Stanley Tucci. But you know what? Why don't I just use my handy-dandy time machine and go up back and see what I looked like? I mean, what could go wrong? Baby Steven, is that you?
Nice job, idiot. You just created a paradox that could rip a hole in space-time as we know it.
Oh, my God, I'm so cute. Say space-time again.
Get out of here. You're ruining the universe, you numbnut.
Bye-bye.
Turns out, I was really sexy.
Next question.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
I do not, but I hope to in the next life. I think we have time for one more question.
How do you poop in space?
That is an important question, Connor. And to answer it, here's someone who knows a lot about space travel.
Hey, Connor, Tom Hanks here. That is a great question. I happen to know from talking with people at NASA that on the space station, every crew member is trained to drift off into the bathroom area where there is a special toilet with two handles on it. You grab the handles and pull yourself down until your cheeks form an airtight seal on the facility. You do your business, you press a button, and a vacuum sucks all of what you did and sends it out into space where it drifts off through the cosmos and makes life on other planets. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Tom Hanks. I, for one, look forward to making contact with an alien race that evolves from your poop. Well, kids, I hope that answered all your questions. And parents, if your kids have questions at home, please post a video to social media with the hashtag ColbertKidQuestions or submit a video to the link below. We just might feature it in our next installment of...
Stephen Colbert is Short and Punchy!
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back on February 13th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.